Raising Cane's chicken fingers.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
One love, man.
Love it.
One love, bro.
It's the best.
Yeah, look, you choose one thing and do it real well. You
exactly.
know?
Uh-huh.
In the case of Raising Cane's, that would be chicken fingers.
Yes.
The best.
They use premium chicken breast tenderloins to make the most tender chicken fingers possible. Mm. Their special marinade that tenderizes the chicken. It locks in that moisture, Ravy.
Oh, yes.
Adds that flavor. And then for an extra kick of flavor, you got the cane sauce.
Right.
All you caniacs know what that's about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's tangy. It's got a little bit of spice, full of flavor. And they use their own blend of premium seasonings and spices in the sauce. Plus, you can get some crinkle cut fries.
Yeah.
Of course, their big Texas toast, the coleslaw, your sweet tea or unsweetened tea, however you decide to roll.
Mm-hmm. Right. Love it.
Get it all at Raising Cane's. They're a proud all-in sponsor of the Woody Show podcast. It's Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. I don't know why you're not already out the door as we speak.
No.
Find a location nearest you at RaisingCane's.com. Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love.
Nerds assemble. This is the Nerdin' Out Marvel Cast.
And I will always love you.
Sing it.
I will always.
Going back to the well.
Well, it applies.
You didn't even play the Marvel theme. He's like, screw that.
Yep.
We're going direct into Whitney.
Yeah, well, what do you want me to do? What do you want from me?
There's a lot of heartbreak in this episode.
Fine, here you go. There you go. Better late than never.
Woo! Welcome to an all-new Nerdin' Out Marvel cast, episode 3 of What If...
Hey, hey!
What if the world lost its mightiest heroes?
Isn't that something?
Damn.
We're
going to pour over this episode. I'm Raimi. Along with Cameron.
Hey, hey.
And Courtney.
Hi.
Welcome, everybody. Please like and subscribe to the podcast, Nerdin' Out LA on Facebook and Twitter, Nerdin' Out on Instagram. Follow that Instagram because Cameron is going to let you know at the end of this podcast how you can get signed up to win passes to see Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings.
Boner?
On Wednesday, 2 days before it hits theaters.
Hell yeah. Yeah. You're going before everybody else.
That
no.
Is-
We are not going with you.
I know.
We'll be there in spirit.
I had some people a message on our Instagram, and they asked if we were doing another Nerdin' Out Nooner. Sadly, we are not because Ravy and I are leaving on a vacation, a work vacation.
Right, and we're not sad about it.
No.
We just aren't here.
We're
to
not going together.
To do a Nooner for Shang-Chi.
Oh,
he kind of set it up like.
He did.
Like,
Ravy and I are going away.
All right. They're running away
for
together.
A romantic weekend
we have,
for two.
We have an even more major announcement.
Yes. We're going somewhere. It's a Ravy and Cameron weekend.
It's a Cravy weekend.
It's a Cravy weekend. Oh, yeah.
No, we're going on vacation separately.
Yes. Got it.
He's going with his wife, and my mom's coming to visit, so.
Yay.
That's why I'm actually not going to this pre-screen either, because she arrives on that day.
Now, are you going to see the movie with your mom?
No.
You're going to wait?
Probably.
Yeah.
Would she not be into it?
I doubt it.
Yeah.
I mean, she would go just for the sake of going, because that's where I was.
Yeah.
And she listens to your podcast. She does listen to my podcast. That is true. And she's like, I listen. I don't know what you're talking about, but I listen.
We have a lot of people that are
support.
In that same boat,
that
which
is
I think
support.
Is really funny.
Before we go ahead.
I was just going to say thank you. Thank you to everybody.
Thank you. Now, before we dive into What If, let's talk about the Spider-Man No Way Home teaser trailer.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Which officially broke a record.
355.5 million views. In less than 24 hours.
That's insane.
That outbeat Avengers Endgame by like 50 or 60 million.
It outbeat it?
It beat it out. what did I say?
You said it outbeat.
Look.
Which I loved.
It's okay.
Which I loved.
I my mind is on vacation.
I know.
I'm just ready to go and spread my legs.
Took her a sec.
Excellent. No, it didn't take me a sec. I heard it. I got it. Basically, very teasy. It sets you up right after the last Spider-Man movie, Far From Home, No Way Home. Peter dealing with the fallout of Mysterio telling everybody that he is Spider-Man.
Now, Ravy, you and I have talked about it a little bit in private.
We have.
Courtney, initial reactions. I want to hear yours first.
How is this going to be one movie?
Okay, yeah.
If that's just a teaser trailer.
There's a lot of ideas in this teaser.
There's so much crammed into it.
What emotions did you have watching the trailer?
Were you emotionalized?
I was excited.
Excited.
I was.
Okay, that's, I'll take that.
Were you shocked or surprised or was your mind blown?
All of the above.
Okay.
All the emotions.
Because I don't think my mind was blown. I'm excited. It looks super good. I'm really happy that we got the trailer.
I'm just so confused about so much.
Yes. Some people are saying, spoiler alert if you haven't seen the trailer, but most of you have 300, 700 million people.
Most of you have seen it more than once.
Doc Ock shows up at the end.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And that's a moment people are talking about being mind blown. And it's like, that is a person we knew for a long time spoiled himself being in the movie.
Right. Yeah.
Well, you know, maybe people avoided spoilers so they could enjoy things as they come out. But I'm with you. That wasn't the part that made me go, wait, what?
You're right.
Not really.
It's the Doctor Strange part.
Yes. That is, yeah.
What?
And now a
lot. One might say it's strange.
So people are trying to figure out, is that our Doctor Strange from the Sacred Timeline? Or is this a Doctor Strange variant? Because his behavior seems just a touch off.
I submit that it is a variant.
Me too, because why would our Doctor Strange just willy-nilly do what he did in the trailer? Right.
Basically, what they're going for is a mass roofying. Because they're going to give everybody a forget-me-now via a spell, so they forget Peter Parker, Spider-Man.
Right.
But that means everybody forgets.
And then Peter panics. Spell goes horribly wrong. Thus, welcome to the multiverse.
Do we know why the sanctum was white? Was that snow?
I couldn't tell.
Like it was covered in ash.
There are several things. So first of all, his hair looked weird.
Yep.
Right?
He was wearing
his face looked weird. He had a hoodie on under his robe.
Under his cape. Yeah.
He winked. Yeah. The OG timeline Doctor Strange does not wink.
I wouldn't think so.
You know?
But maybe the events of Endgame affected him more than we realize.
Also, question. How many different things can cause the multiverse to happen?
What do you mean?
Well,
because haven't we already established that, like,
that it's open and ready for business?
Right.
Yes. Yeah. With Loki.
That was Loki. Yeah.
And then, right. So,
but maybe
how can
you couldn't just access it?
Yeah. Now you can bop around between the multiverses
because of what Doctor Strange did.
That's a hypothesis.
Okay. It's just confusing.
But we got, you know, these Marvel trailers now are all MacGuffins.
Oh, yeah.
All of them.
Just a MacGuffin trailer.
Maybe he was dreaming the whole
time. So you can't figure it out. Yeah, I don't know. Who knows?
I don't know.
Multiversal.
That's why we go to the theater. We heard Willem Dafoe's Green Goblin laughing and saw one of his bombs.
Mm-hmm.
That was cool.
I just hope it's not a Emperor Returns laugh type situation.
Oh.
Where it's like some weird, you know.
Yeah.
No, I'm not saying he's going to be cloned in Spider-Man.
Right.
But
we know
a video of him or something.
We know
you know
how excited we were when we heard Palpatine laughing.
Right.
But if we saw the movie.
If we have the baddies from the other Spider-Man movies, then it stands to reason we should see the other Spider-Man.
I would think so.
It stands to reason.
Who knows?
But who the hell knows?
But in this multiverse, reason is just thrown out the window.
This is true.
We do have a lot of people on our Instagram saying it's Mephisto in disguise as a tribute to Randy.
I have seen that, yeah. Could be.
Did you? Yeah, because there was a scene where he's walking through a crowd of people and someone has devil under his thing. And
yeah.
I am going to make a prediction in regards to Mephisto. And
please
If they go with this, Kevin, I know you're listening.
Mm-hmm.
If they go with this, I think it would be really funny. I think Mephisto might be the new Stanley cameo.
Oh my
God. Like, we never actually get Mephisto.
Right.
But they're going to drop just an ounce of something to make people
like a little devil
think,
something or other.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's going to be like a nod now.
Like them just trolling us for being idiots.
I think that's pretty funny.
I'd
be cool
hilarious.
With that.
Yeah. We have to wait until December to find out.
That's not that far.
It feels far.
I feel okay about that because between now and then, we have
all kinds of great stuff.
Eternals. We have Shang-Chi.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that bad.
It feels far.
It does, but we'll be okay.
I'm more excited for this than Eternals. So I wish it was like now.
Like, as far as like entertainment, everything coming before the end of the year, is this your most anticipated thing?
So what's in the mix? Let's recap what's in the
mix.
The movies I just mentioned, but then
And Eternals and Shang-Chi, Venom.
Venom's pushed.
Allegedly.
Allegedly to 2022. God damn it. We can still pretend it's coming. I thought, what do you mean, god damn it? I thought I was the only one who liked Venom. I feel like everyone else.
No, you're not the only one that liked Venom.
Why do you think I'm swearing?
Because I
want to see it.
I know, but I feel like when we did the pod on it, you guys poo-pooed it, and I was the only one who liked it.
We didn't poop it.
We were just disappointed that it didn't stick with a hard R.
Yeah. Fine. Oh, geez. So dejected over here. I would say, I guess Spider-Man is
real emphatic.
Yeah.
I guess Spider-Man.
Well, they're all like, I'm looking forward to all of them for very different reasons.
Something's got to be number one.
Yeah.
Something's got to tickle you just a little bit
and
more.
And I think it's Spider-Man. I do. But again, I think I'm looking forward to all three of them for very different reasons. Okay. I'm looking forward to Eternals largely because of the cast.
Mm-hmm.
And I have no idea what's happening there.
Right.
And I'm looking forward to Shang-Chi because it's a new origin of a new character. And there's martial arts shit involved.
It looks badass.
It looks really good. It looks like a different slice out of the MCU that we haven't really seen before. And then Spider-Man, I'm excited to see Spider-Man and multiversal things to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Looking forward to it. And Doctor Strange 2.0 or whoever this guy is.
Right. And isn't Loki supposed to be in Spider-Man?
That was rumored for a bit too.
But that has not been confirmed.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I could be wrong.
So many things.
But
Spider-Man is the apex of the pyramid as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, I agree.
With excitement level.
Sure.
I might make my mom go with me to that because she'll be in town again.
Did you see the that Sony, I guess, relabeled their universe as the Spider-Man, Sony's Spider-Man universe now?
Oh, so Venomverse is not a thing?
It's now any of like the Venom and all that stuff is all like the Sony's Spider-Verse Sony's Spider-Verse.
Yeah. I mean, if I was Sony, I would try to take ownership of that, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah,
there was a small little rumor, which I don't think is true, but I read it. Mm-hmm. Small little rumor that Tom Holland ends up being Disney and Marvel's Spider-Man, and the Sony Spider-Verse has a different Spider-Man after this movie. And Courtney is being very quiet.
What do you know, girl?
Wait, can I mute the mic? Hang on.
Yeah, go ahead and mute it, and I'll tell you guys real quick.
Put some tunes on.
Okay, let's put... this one's a good one. Right to kill. What does that have to do with Gwen Stefani? What?
I knew Ravy would be happy about that one.
Interesting.
Super interesting.
Gwen Stefani plays Gwen.
Can you imagine?
That is weird.
At least she won't have to learn a new name. She's got it. All right, guys. Let's go diving into today's what if.
Let's dive.
What if the world lost its mightiest heroes? And... it was kind of an interesting description on Disney Plus because I always check in with it while I'm still at work. Just to see how long the episode is, to get the title. And like
get
in
a little
little description, they said Earth's Mightiest Heroes falling victim to a serial killer.
Well,
I was like, jeez.
I know.
Dark stuff.
And then I watched the episode and I was like, jeez.
Yeah, it was very jeez.
I'm sorry, I laughed. I thought it was so funny. Just watching these big, powerful, strong Avengers drop dead.
That's sick.
Wow.
I know.
That is
dark. You're a sick individual.
Courtney.
I know. Maybe because they were...
Has this turned into a therapy session?
I think it has, yeah.
I'm glad they're dead.
Yeah.
Grade it. Grade the app.
Grade it. I will grade it a B+.
Okay.
A minus.
I'll go with a B.
B, okay.
I think it's a B.
Oh, wow. Okay. Of the three that we've seen, how do you rank it? First, second, third.
Third.
Me too. Me too. Enjoyed watching it.
The Black Panther, Guardians, number one by a landslide.
Oh, by far.
Followed by Captain Carter.
By far.
Swap those for me.
What are you swapping?
Captain Carter's your favorite?
Captain Carter's my favorite.
Such a homer.
See, you just love Agent Carter, Captain Carter, lady.
And my password is Chris.
Chris.
14.
Is it?
I heard Chris.
I heard Chris 14.
Just a side note. Captain Carter, Haley Atwell.
Mm-hmm.
It's It says she's dating Tom Cruise. Go running really? From that, girl.
I have seen that.
Really?
Go running from that.
I'm not into that at all.
What is happening? Okay, look. I will watch any Tom Cruise movie. Mm-hmm. And I will likely love it. But off screen, avoid that guy.
Wackadoodle.
Yes. You know?
100%.
Avoid that guy.
I'd insane.
Because they had that story on how he had the land in, you know, somebody's field so he could get to his meeting in a mm-hmm. helicopter.
Yeah, I heard that.
And that was kind of like at the end of all the articles. Oh, and he's rumored to be dating Haley Atwell.
Cool.
I was like,
oh. Haley, what you doing?
Oh, no.
What you doing, girl?
Let's have a therapy session for her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Call in. If you're picking that nutter.
The lines are open.
All right. So it's kind of, I like how it was like Monday, Tuesday. They were.
Yeah. It was fun.
They got the days of the week. You know, crazy shit happens in about a week's time here. 5 days.
Yeah.
Because it starts on Monday with Nick Fury and Black Widow. Should I give ScarJo a lot of grief for not voicing Black Widow?
Yeah. Mm, yeah, I guess so.
I think so.
This is pre-lawsuit, right. Yeah. Right? So,
but there might have been some ongoing issues.
Maybe.
You know, you don't file a lawsuit right out of the gate. You know, it boils up to that point.
Yeah.
Right.
So who knows? There might have been some.
I say give her crap.
All right.
Oh, yeah, me too.
ScarJo, you couldn't take a moment. You had a pretty big part in this.
Were you really that busy?
So, would have been nice to hear you.
Would have been a couple moments. It wouldn't have just been like the quick one-liners that we give all the other shit for.
Right. Well, we're giving ScarJo a little bit of shit.
Yeah.
So Nick Fury and Black Widow, they inject Tony Stark with something right at the beginning. I don't know what their end game was. Like, they thought that they were helping him in the shit that was in his bloodstream. Because
remember, that happened in the...
They were going to cure him.
In Iron Man 2.
Two.
Yeah. Okay. Like, they join us him because and then we can he was help you.
Better.
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha.
So
didn't work.
In theory, that should have worked again.
Mm-hmm. Right. It did not work well.
Yeah.
He just dropped
on
it.
Account of death.
Yeah. He died right there. And so here's the buttery tones of Jeffrey Wright as the Watcher explaining what's happening.
Humanity, so eager, so willing to face the impossible, yet blind to the bigger picture. Inside 1 week, three strange and separate stories unfolded. A genius battled his demons, both inside and out, while the world met the monster hiding in the man. And a godly prince fell to earth. I am the Watcher, and where humans see chaos, I see the crucible that would transform this collection of individuals into a team of heroes. At least, that's how things played out in one universe. But in this one...
Not so much.
Shit's about to get fucked up.
They all die. So we already have a dead Tony Stark on our hands.
Yeah. That happened pretty quick out of the gate.
I think that's why I was so amused, because it was so quick out of the gate. They injected him and he just dropped dead. Like, what a change, you know?
What a change of pace. Yeah.
Having all the heroes die.
Wow.
And Courtney cracked up.
By the way, I love the concept that this Watcher guy is just watching.
Just watching.
Literally just looking down. Not doing anything. All the scenes
just like chilling.
Just
like,
hanging.
Check this out. Wow. Iron Man died.
Hey, Watcher 2. Did you see what happened down here? Yeah. This shit is crazy.
Isn't this weird?
Don't do anything, though. Just watch.
Yeah.
Just watch.
That's his superpower.
I think that would be an excellent job for me.
I think you'd be great at that.
I'd love to just watch.
You wouldn't try to get involved if you saw all the Avengers dropping dead. You wouldn't think, oh. Mm,
there would be a certain freedom, I would think, in knowing that you could do nothing about it.
Yeah.
You know?
Just like, oh, wow.
If you couldn't get involved, that would just be pure entertainment.
Be like, well, this timeline, boy, that sucks. Yeah.
Go watch
it's
another timeline,
it's like changing the channel. Yeah.
So Black Widow is arrested, of course, but she chops it up with Nick Fury.
Want to give us a minute?
This wasn't me.
I know that, but S.H.I.E.L.D. has protocols, so my hands, like yours, are tied.
You know these won't hold me.
Oh, I'm counting on it. Someone inside S.H.I.E.L.D. compromised Stark's antidote. I need someone on the outside to find out who.
Sure you want to take another big swing on me, boss?
Safest bet I'll ever make.
That is Sam Jackson, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it is.
Because I was very confident about it, watching it and just listening to that clip.
Oh,
I
heard, you weren't quite
I heard
confident?
A couple slips.
Okay.
And I thought, hang on a second. Is this somebody else?
No.
Is this Paul Jackson?
It was definitely not ScarJo.
Okay. Yeah, definitely not ScarJo.
It's like they were trying too hard to.
She was doing like her best ScarJo impression and fallen short.
It is. I do think it's interesting though, because like, so I don't think this animated Black Widow looks like ScarJo, right?
No,
you're right.
But I feel like the Tony Stark does look like Robert Downey Jr.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
The Hawkeye doesn't look like Hawkeye.
No, but it is voiced by Jeremy Renner.
Right.
Correct.
So it's weird, like, how do they choose who to make look like the animated character or the real people?
I also think they're trying to make them look like where they were in the timeline. So Natasha had a lot longer hair at that time.
A little bit younger. For sure. Okay.
She was quite voluptuous.
She is in
real life.
She was voluptuous.
Yeah. That was a voluptuous animation choice. So she's Natasha Romanoff, so of course she gets away from her captors, and she's going to go off and try to solve this crime. Meanwhile, you have Hawkeye, who kind of looks like he did in the Avengers, right? No?
Not really.
So, no?
All right.
He's got a weird-shaped head.
He does. And like the hair is different.
He's taller.
So they are in their like desert outpost thing when Mjolnir drops to Earth. So they're looking at this hammer, like, what the hell is this? And so then Thor shows up. I do like, that was making me laugh, like all those descriptions of Thor.
Oh, he's got beautiful hair.
Yeah, Phil Coulson has a chub for Thor.
Yeah, he
has a chub for Thor. He has a chub for Captain America.
Who doesn't?
It makes a lot of sense.
Phil Coulson is chubbed up.
He's very chubby.
I love Phil Coulson.
So Thor is just kind of running through some S.H.I.E.L.D. guys until he gets to the hammer, and oh shit, he's shot by Hawkeye.
Oh no, right in the chest, which that one was hard for me to believe a little bit. Because it's just an arrow and he's a god.
But he didn't have the power of Mjolnir, so he wasn't worthy.
He
wasn't
worthy.
That's why he got
good point.
All he had was his t-shirt.
Point Courtney.
And all those.
And his excellent
muscles.
Hair. And his.
His man.
All those chest.
Man packs.
Spectacular. He was drawn very voluptuously.
Mm-hmm. He was quite voluptuous as well.
I'm not often turned on by a cartoon character, but.
Ooh.
But you were multiple times, is what you're saying.
That's why I was a little late getting here.
I get it.
But Cliff Barton swears he didn't do it.
This doesn't make any sense. I don't slip. I don't misfire.
What's the word on our intruder?
Dead. And if his blood samples are to be believed, he's almost 1,000 years old and not of this world.
First Stark, now Muscle Beach. That's two high-value S.H.I.E.L.D. targets killed by our own agents inside 24 hours.
Barton's sticking to his story?
He's pretty bent out of shape in there. Won't talk to anyone.
He'll talk to me.
Boop, boop, boop.
No, he won't.
Not so much.
Muscle Beach.
That was funny.
Because now Cliff Barton's dead.
Yeah.
Who the hell? What? We were standing right in front of him. What the hell is happening?
I think when Cliff shot the arrow, I knew it was somebody in a Pym suit.
Was that when you figured it out?
Yeah, I didn't know who it was, but I knew somebody with an Ant-Man suit.
Okay. I hadn't figured it out by then.
Yeah, me either.
I at least made that mental prediction.
It took
prediction.
Me literally them saying nanotech for my pea brain to figure it out.
I didn't figure it out then.
I mean, it's okay. Just need to catch up.
So we're on Wednesday. Natasha has gone to find Liv Tyler from The Incredible Hulk.
Yeah, deep cut.
Thunderbolt Ross's daughter.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Whose name I meant to look up and did not.
Liv Tyler?
Thunderbolt Ross's daughter, who was the scientist.
Dr. Ross.
Who was running with Bruce Banner.
Yes.
Ed Norton edition.
Mm-hmm.
So now they're back. She goes to find her because she wants to get, you know, information on what got Tony killed. Nick Fury, like, handed her the syringe that did it.
Mm-hmm.
So she's got this syringe. You got a name?
Betty.
Betty.
Betty Ross.
Betty Ross.
Betty Ross.
Oh!
Betty.
Not to be confused with Betsy Ross.
Don't confuse her with Betsy
Two
Ross.
Two different people.
You know, they're just ancestors.
Yes.
So Betty Ross takes a look to see if they can determine what killed Tony.
Well, your injector's clean, and there's no traces of lethal pathogens of any kind.
Then what killed him?
Whatever it was, it wasn't biological. Your antidote didn't even make it out of the syringe. It looks to me like a tiny projectile of some kind was fired from the needle.
Yeah. You're thinking nanotech?
I'm a biologist, not a ballistics expert. And I believe we're done here.
Damn!
That vocal choice.
Oh my God.
Well, I think they were trying to do...
Liv Tyler?
Yeah, she was trying to do her best Liv Tyler impression.
Liv Tyler sounds like a phone sex operator.
She does.
I guess it's been a long time since I've seen Liv Tyler in anything. Yeah.
It's very... She did not do a bad job.
Oh, really?
Oh,
It's just been that long since I heard Liv Tyler.
Yeah, it sounded so silly.
And very breathy.
That's what Liv Tyler sounds like.
She's a very breathy girl.
Oh, okay.
Very breathy. Go watch The Strangers. You'll know what I mean.
Okay, I'll be right back.
I'll wait.
So you had it figured out then?
Well, when they were talking about nanotech, I was like, oh, nanotech. Wait. Oh, that...
Did you think she was involved, though? Because she was being super sketch.
Yeah, and the hat. The pizza, the yeah. Hat to the
she was being sketched, but she was only trying to hide Bruce Banner.
Well, which we learned why.
I get it, but why?
Because they don't want Thunderbolt Ross to find Bruce because her dad would have bad uses for Bruce,
and she loves him.
That's true,
and she's in love.
But it is funny.
Can't you tell by that breathy speech?
Yeah,
Bruce Banner.
There's no Hulk here.
I swear. Yeah. Why did they use?
I like pizza.
Yeah, Mark Ruffalo.
Ruffalo.
Ruffalo. Ruffalo. Ruffles, Hulk, and but the Ed
because
Norton.
Because that is who ultimately is Timeline Hulk.
Yeah,
I mean if he hadn't been recast.
I mean this show is crazy enough without trying to throw a yeah. Ed Norton cameo. Let's
come on
in there.
Now.
That would have been hilarious if they used Ed Norton's voice instead.
Well, Ed Norton seems like a reasonable, super fun, cool guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll come do a Marvel voiceover.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I've got an afternoon for you, Marvel.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, our besties. Relationship is awesome.
Bring, bring. Hello, team player Ed Norton here.
She gets a phone call from Nick Fury, finds out that her bestie Cliff Barton is dead.
Oh no.
Who do I have to kill?
Yeah, she's
she's not thrilled.
She's adding more red to her ledger.
Yeah, and so he tells her that because the Avengers never formed. In this timeline. Right. But of the people he had on the list, the only people left are her and Bruce Banner. So look out.
Which, don't you think that was a little strange? Was Captain America never part of the list?
He was, but they hadn't found him yet, right? He wasn't brought out of the ice. That's why they showed that scene at the end.
I know. I'm getting that they never found him until the end, but I don't know. I get what you're saying, but I would have thought he would have been on the list.
He could have been on the list, but the people that we know were alive and found.
Sure. Fair enough.
Natasha and Bruce Banner. So then it goes back to the Mjolnir site, and Loki shows up, and he's brought an army.
You would do best to kneel before a god.
We don't really do that here, no matter who or what you are.
I am Loki, Crown Prince of Asgard, the rightful king of Jotunheim, and god of mischief. Are you going to take that? I'm in the middle of something here.
Damn it.
Clearly not Tom Hiddleston.
Clearly is Tom Hiddleston.
I know, I'm joking.
Sounds nothing like him.
He's great.
That's when the Tom Hiddleston, he just brings everything up a notch.
He's such a team player. So, he's a true team
charismatic.
Player.
That's when it went up even... And who I'm sure they all recorded separately, but I feel like Sam Jackson stepped it up a notch in that conversation.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Yeah.
Because he's like, I'm not going to be outdone by Hiddleston.
Yeah.
He was,
there was a competition.
Yeah, I know. Come on. It's kind of hard to beat Tom.
So you've got Loki and his army, and then Thunderbolt Ross shows up with his army. So then it's like a lot of quick cuts back and forth between Loki just icing everything in the desert and Bruce Banner... gets shot by Thunderbolt Ross or somebody.
Somebody. They all say they didn't do it.
Right. Gets shot by somebody, something. So he hulks out. So it's like a cut back and forth. Until Hulk literally turns into like Uber Mega Hulk.
Nukes Hulk.
And just explodes.
It just pops.
That was brutal. Again, my God.
I laughed.
Did you laugh at that?
I did.
You thought that was hilarious?
It was.
Jeez.
Because you can't be killed, you know?
Just kidding. True, yeah.
You can be killed by exploding.
From the inside.
I'm glad you enjoyed that moment.
I did. It was pretty
funny. I went, holy shit.
Yeah, I did too.
As he started like expanding and expanding and stuff, I'm like, what is going on?
Yeah, that was weird.
Yeah. Mm. So farewell, Bruce Banner. Natasha is the only one left standing. Like, holy crap.
I definitely thought she was going to bite the dust.
Yeah. Like Hulk was going to kill her?
Whether it was Hulk or somebody else, yeah. I thought we were going to lose her halfway through.
Mm.
And then it was just going to be Fury and, you know, maybe Captain Coulson. Marvel at the end.
Mm. Coulson. Well, meanwhile, Loki listens to what Fury has to say.
We have the same enemy here. The person who killed your brother also killed two of my people. Good people. We should be working together.
We are not allies.
Then let me help you. I promise. When I find your brother's killer, you will have your pound of flesh.
What a fascinating choice of words. But I shall require the entire corpse.
Yeah.
You need to give me time.
Very well. You have until the next rise of Midgard's sun to deliver my brother's assassin, or I will reduce this planet to ash and ice.
It's funny how people infrequently ask Loki what he means by Midgard.
Mm. Yeah,
they just,
like,
just
accept it.
All right, Midgard's you know? Earth.
Okay, Midgard, rip.
I also think this Loki is interesting because of how pissed off he is about Thor being dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd think he'd be psyched.
It's so funny now because it's going to be increasingly hard to remember what Loki actually is because we're seeing so many different versions of him now.
Yeah.
So it's like, who is he? I mean, I think we all agree that he's not like a bad guy anymore, at least from what we saw in the series.
Right,
and
right.
All that, but
that version.
He's very all over the place, Loki.
He really is.
I like it.
Credit to Tom for playing all these different versions.
That must be so fun.
Mm. What's up, Tom?
We hear
Credit
you, Tom.
Credit to Tom.
We see you.
Good job, Tom.
So Natasha calls Coulson, gets that ridiculous password from him so she can get into S.H.I.E.L.D. Steve, Steve, Steve.
Hashtag love Steve. 1-3-4. So funny.
And she figures it out. She says, hope is the key to everything. Hope, a.k.a. the Wasp, a.k.a. Hope Van Dyne. It's all about hope.
How could a dead person be accessing the files?
And then she's killed there, right?
I think we're supposed to.
Yeah.
We're led to believe she's killed.
She got her ass whipped by something invisible to the point where I went, translucent is the bad guy?
I know, right?
That would
what
be
a twist.
That would be, yeah. That would be a
fold,
twist.
We fold that universe. What if we fold that universe in? Let's do that.
Now that's a twist.
Yeah.
You think Ed Norton showing up to voice a couple lines as Bruce Banner's a twist? Translucent showing up and being the bad guy all what along. Up?
And then Homelander comes in. What up?
So she figures it out, tells Fury. So then Fury and Coulson kind of like talk it out. He figures it out. So Fury goes to Hope Van Dyne's grave where we find Hank Pym.
Agent. She was my daughter, my little girl. She missed her mother, and you exploited that.
Her mother was an agent?
Don't play the fool with me, Fury. You filled her head with nonsense about protecting humanity and saving the world. You just left out how she died the same way her mother did, doing S.H.I.E.L.D.'s dirty work.
And that gave you permission to murder them?
I love this twist.
Yeah.
Murder them?
Hank Pym is the villain. That's freaking awesome.
And he looks like a nut.
Looks like a nut. Has that crazy whacked out suit.
Mm-hmm. That wasn't Michael Douglas, right?
If it's not.
It sounds very similar, but I don't think that just it is. Like,
well, we'll find out.
I was trying to remember if I saw his name in the credits or not.
If it is, I'm a little concerned about him. He was slurring his words a bit.
Well, he was grief-ridden.
He was grief-ridden. Yes. It sounded like grief-ridden.
Grief-ridden?
But I know. Grief ridden.
We've all been grief ridden.
It sounded like mush into my word.
Was so, it? Did you find it?
So he was grief ridden.
He was grief ridden. Here, let's
look
at,
I'll look
was,
up Michael Douglas on.
I tried looking at Michael Douglas.
Well, that's probably not it.
So then after they have that little conversation, they go through the scenario of how he killed everybody on the Avengers, how he got into that syringe.
Yeah.
And, you know, got into Tony's neck and killed him.
It was Michael Douglas.
Ah. Ah.
Point Courtney.
Can we hear that again?
Sure.
Agent. She was my daughter. My little girl. She missed her mother. And you've exploited that.
Her mother was an agent?
Don't play the fool with me, Fury. You filled her head with nonsense about protecting humanity and saving the world. You just left out how she died the same way her mother did. Doing S.H.I.E.L.D.'s dirty work.
Okay.
And that gave you permission to murder them?
All right, new theory.
Okay. Uh-huh.
They were both drunk when they recorded this. Listen to Sam. Listen to Sam Jackson in a second.
She was my daughter.
This part, right?
My little girl. She missed her mother.
Listen to Sam.
And
Jackson.
And you exploited
here.
That.
Her mother was an agent.
Her mother was an agent.
Okay, but
well,
I think
we know why he sounds a little funny.
That was a direct play because it's not Nick Fury. It's Loki.
It's Loki. So that's who he sounds a little funny.
Oh, that's true.
So he was pitching it a little different.
All right.
So I'm only willing to say that Michael Douglas was drunk.
He was blacked
out.
But
it's fun to think of them drunk together and then recording.
I like it. That's a good point, though. I forgot about that.
So, yes. That was a huge reveal at the end. And you could tell.
That it was, yeah.
Fury was behaving so oddly, talking like that. And you're like,
who was
Loki.
An agent?
And then once they started to fight, it was obvious.
Yeah.
That's fair. That's true.
So a cool fight between Hank Pym and Nick Fury Loki that Loki ends up winning Natch.
Duh.
So that was a pretty cool fight. I think there's been a pretty freaking cool fight in all of these.
Yeah, for sure.
And that was
I agree.
That was a pretty freaking cool fight. But Loki being Loki, you know, you guys are willing to attach, you know, nice guy, emotionalizing guy.
Mm-hmm.
He says he's going to hang around Midgard for a while. And Nick Fury's like, well, for how long? It's like, you know what? That doesn't matter. Don't concern yourself.
Good evening, my loyal subjects. It is with great pride that I stand before you today to announce that in just one day's time, the nations of Earth have put aside their differences and united under my command. It's the unspoken truth of humanity that you crave subjugation. The bright lure of freedom hobbles you, diminishes your life's joy. You were made to be ruled. So I have come to help you fulfill your destiny.
What? He sounds like he has good intentions.
Yeah, he sounds like a great guy.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
It sounds
everybody's
super cool
united.
Does he need a lady to rule by his side?
Oh.
Oh.
I volunteer as tribute.
Whoa.
What? Jeez.
Damn.
Come on. This is...
She's throwing it out there.
This is horny Courtney this today.
She's...
horny Courtney every...
It is... Hortney.
Horny Courtney. And so, yes. So now Loki is ruling Midgard, if you will. But Fury and Coulson aren't going to stand for that. And they go and they're like, there's always hope, guys. There's always hope. And we find that they have located Captain America. He's still in the ice, but they'll get him out of there.
They'll melt it off him.
And they beeped
the blow dryer.
Captain Marvel, and Captain Marvel has shown up.
Like, a little late to the game, though.
She's had a long way to go.
Yes.
That's a long-range beeper, and she had to fly all that way.
Come on.
What? She should have been there quicker.
Oh, jeez.
Wow. Laughing. Not
you're
giving
just,
Captain
you're just
Marvel
jealous
a break.
Because she can fly.
No, you're jealous because she can fly.
Correct.
Are you a variant? Because Busty. This behavior is like, huh? Courtney's behavior is like, what?
I think you need to question if I start saying negative things about Tom or Chris. Then you can,
okay.
Oh, then I like this. Tom and Chris.
Tom and Chris.
We're all on first
like they're her cousins coming over to dinner.
They're my boyfriends.
If you ever catch me saying something bad about Sebastian.
Yeah.
Let me tell you.
Tom.
Then you know I'm a variant.
Tom and Chris. Tom and Chris are coming over.
Oh my God. I
guys, can we wrap this up because Tom and Chris are on the way.
Oh my God.
And that's Hiddleston. Haley, get rid of Tom Cruise as fast as you can.
Yeah, Haley,
girl.
Come on.
Whew, you can do better.
There's so many fish in the sea. So many taller fish.
So many
fish.
Toms?
Plenty of Toms to choose from.
A dumb amount of Toms.
Way better Toms. And Tom. Chris's.
Tom will see your movies. We are not following you down crazy path.
Exactly.
The path to crazy town. All right, that's it. That All is right. episode 3 of What If. Now, Cameron, we got something big right here.
We do.
We're going to get somebody into an early screening of Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings.
That's right.
What would you like people to do?
I'd like people to go over to our Instagram at Nerdin' Out. You'll see a post there. The first, well, not the first person. I almost said the first person.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, my God.
No, we're going to pick somebody from the people that comment on the post. So you're going to comment on the post. You're going to like the post. You're going to tag a friend that you would like to take to the movie with you.
Okay. And when does that run out?
We're going to end that Sunday.
Okay.
Sunday, it will be over.
Now, make sure you follow the directions, because last time a lot of people
That's right.
didn't follow all the steps. And thus, we're not eligible to win.
Oh, no.
So follow
the rules.
Follow them steps. Check it out. Nerdin' Out on Instagram. Also, Nerdin' Out LA on Facebook and Twitter. And please like and subscribe to the podcast.
There you go.
Is there anything else you would like to offer up?
I would like to apologize to your mom, Pat.
Why?
On behalf of Courtney for all the horny comments.
Whatever.
In today's episode.
Pat loves him too.
Nerds assemble. This is the Nerdin' Out Marvel cast.
One more thing.
This was a great nerd out.